Christian unity will be achieved according to God's timing, not ours, and requires a profound faith and patient endurance, said Pope Benedict XVI Wednesday, as he brought to a close the 46th week of prayer for Christian unity with the celebration of Vespers in the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls. Joined by the Metropolitan Gennadius, representative of the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, the Reverend Canon Richardson, the personal representative of the Archbishop of Canterbury to Rome, and representatives of different churches and ecclesial communities present in the city, the Holy Father traced the story of Paul's conversion and meditated on his transformation from persecutor of Christians to tireless apostle of the gospel, and how we should allow our efforts towards Christian unity be influenced by this.
Essa è innanzitutto opera della grazia di Dio.
He said Paul's conversion was not the result of inner reflection or personal effort, but first and foremost by the grace of God. He said we too, in our search for unity, must be patient and confident, and above all transformed and conformed to the image of Christ.
Siamo fiduciosi di essere trasformati anche noi.
The Holy Father warned against being persuaded by the dominant culture of today in which victory is always associated with immediate success, noting that for the Christian, victory is a long and often not always linear process of transformation and growth in goodness. All Christians, he said, must act together for the common good, united in Christ, because we are called to share his mission, which is to bring hope to the places where there is injustice, hatred, and despair.
Le nostre divisioni rendono meno luminosa la nostra testimonianza a Cristo.
Our divisions diminish our witness to Christ, concluded Pope Benedict. The goal of full unity, which we await with active hope and for which we pray with confidence, is a secondary victory, but important for the good of the human family.
Non è vana nel Signore. Amen.
I'm Emma McCarthy.